Now we do want to begin here at the 21st chapter, and we're still, by the way, in this section in which we see the cities of the Levites. This all has to do with the land divided, and here we see the cities of the Levites. And we are told here that, as we had been told before, that God made it very clear to them that the Levites would not be given land. They would be given cities in all the tribes, and they would be there that they could minister to the people. They were the priestly tribe, and that was to scatter them out, but they were actually not to have any possession at all. Now in verse 1 and 2, let me read chapter 21. Then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, and unto the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spake unto them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, The Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with a suburban area thereof for our cattle. And they had a suburban problem apparently in that day also. Now, you have in this the cities that were given to them, and they were to be given 42 cities for the tribe, and they were scattered out all the way from Dan to Beersheba, by the way. Now, in verse 44, we've now come to the division of the land. Actually, it's been divided now. And we read in verse 44, And the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Now in the land of Canaan, in the land that they had moved into, they now possess that. But as we said before, that was a very small segment of the entire land God had promised to them. Now, if they are to get any more land, they'll have to go and possess it. The rule still stands every place that your foot stands upon. But that which they possessed is theirs, and there's not an enemy now, and they can enter into rest. And this is the rest that for us today is the rest of redemption. And that's the rest that you and I desperately need. This is an age that is under great tension. Pressures are on folk today. And if there's one thing that the average Christian needs, is to enter into the rest that God has for them. With the children of Israel, because of unbelief, they could not enter in. And even Joshua could not give them the rest that they need. And we are told in Hebrews, There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that's entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. And we are to labor to enter into that rest. How? By faith. That is the only way. And that was the invitation that the Lord Jesus gave when they rejected him as king and he rejected their cities. Then he gave a personal invitation that stands today. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll rest you. That's the rest of redemption. Are you weary today, my friend? Well, he calls you. And this is the rest now these people have entered into. My, how wonderful it must have been after the long, weary journey through the wilderness and then fighting in the land to take their possessions. Now they've entered into their possessions. What a wonderful thrill it must have been to each man, each family, given a certain parcel of ground. They go into it and they begin to cultivate it, and they begin to eat the fruits of it. They begin to raise the cattle. My, what a glorious, wonderful thing this was for these people. My, I can't think of anything that was as wonderful as this was for them.